think my wife provided me with a computer that's working. Amen. I'll try not to be long before you, but I just pray for, I'm asking for your prayers, that whatever the Lord has for you to hear, you will receive in Jesus' name, that from this word will go healing, strength, power, and more importantly, deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. But today's passage is coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25 through 32, I believe. I wouldn't consider it a familiar scripture, but nonetheless, it is an important scripture. Now, in this message, I will try to address certain needs, perhaps. But I would like for everyone to understand that we're all waiting for something, for God to do something in our lives. We're waiting on somehow can be healing, financial aid, assistance, strength, encouragement. We're always waiting on God to answer our prayers, if it will, that whatever concerns us, he hears us and he's faithful to his word to answer our prayers and our concerns. He did say, give him the desires of your heart. So I would like to just slightly address that, but in the form of a scripture, if you don't mind. If you have your Bibles open to chapter, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25 through 32. If you have it, say amen. Now the scripture reads, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death but before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now I have, hold on. Going too fast. Anyway, my scripture jumped on me. What I would like to say regarding this passage is my sermon topic, if you will. Waiting time is not wasted time. Again, waiting time is not wasted time. And sometimes in our prayers, we get impatient on God, waiting on God to bring certain things to pass in our life, waiting on God to deliver us from whatever we're going through, howbeit our finances, our bodies as far as sickness. And I thank God for the testimonies of being healed from cancer, amen. But we all are waiting on God for some specific reason. The concerns that we may have in our life. Now, this passage here, I find it very interesting to this point. When we look at this person, Simeon, again, I want to repeat the sermon topic is waiting time is not wasted time. But yet, when I look at this passage, I see a man who doesn't have the reputation of others, such as David. We know all about David, how that as a young man, he was able to kill a bear and a lion who attacked his father's sheep. Along with that, we know the story of David where he killed a giant. Is that right? And we also know the story of David, where in comparison to King Saul, that the Bible says Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. But Simeon doesn't have that reputation. He doesn't have the reputation of Moses, one who led the people out of Egypt and were able to, by the staff of his hand and the power of God, walk through the Red Sea. Simeon didn't have that reputation. He didn't have the reputation of Elijah that called fire down and consumed the altar with the power and the fire that came down. Neither did Simeon have the reputation of Samson, one who lifted the gates of a major city and carried it upon his shoulders and ran up a hill to make a point. Simeon did not have that kind of reputation. Simeon was a person who just did his job. The Bible says Simeon was a priest, a Jewish priest, one who stayed within the temple and monitored the things that needed to be done according to the law. And in this reading, we find that not only was he available, but God used his opportunity, this opportunity, to allow us to see that even the smallest or the simplest, or let's say the stories that are not noted to be preached about and heralded about, and or however you want to mount up different type of stories in comparison, he's using this one man, an elderly man, who was waiting on the consolation of Israel, who was available just to see the Lord Christ. What I like about this story is that the passage talks about a person who was a part of a nation, the nation of Israel, and they were waiting on the consolation of the Lord. And the thing that I like about this man, that although he's old, he's been waiting just like Israel for what? The word consolation means comfort. They were waiting on the comfort that they had been told and prophesied to, that one day a king would come, a Messiah would come. And this Messiah, this person, would alleviate, or let's say, give them some ease from this Roman oppression. This passage here that we're reading in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25, we have to understand that everything that is written in this word is written for a purpose and for a moment in time that we should understand and see how significant it is. Are you aware of the fact that in this reading, this is a prophecy being unfolded as we have read it? Sometimes we wonder whether or not certain scriptures and certain wordings, how significant, or is there any significance to it? But yes, there is. Waiting on the consolation of Israel, waiting on the comfort of God, the children of Israel has been waiting almost 400 years for their Messiah, for this king that was promised. For we have read, for unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Right there when we hear, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. That phrase alone says that we're waiting on a king. We're waiting on someone that will take away this Roman oppression. For you see in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 15, where the people tried to make Jesus a king, but I'm getting ahead of myself. But we realize that in the book of Isaiah, if you go back and read chapter 40, verse 1 through 2, it talks about this same opportunity, how at this moment, that scripture in Luke 2, 25 is being fulfilled because of a prophecy. So these words, this passage is not a random passage. It's not a random word. It's not a random situation. God has already purposed and prophesied the coming king, the one who would bring consolation, comfort to you, to me, and to those who need comfort from Christ. See, I don't know what you're going through, what things that you're struggling with, but I can assure you that God is faithful to his word. He's faithful to the things that concerns us. Amen. He says, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. Now, when we read about this story and this man called Simeon, who was a priest, a Jewish priest, the Bible says that he was a just man. He was a devout man. But when you look at these particulars, you're wondering how, what does just and devout apply to me? Well, when you are a just person, you are morally right and fair. That's what the word just means. Simeon was a man who behaved according to what was morally right and fair, being a priest. He was also, the Bible says, a devout person. Now, we also need to be devout. We need to have the ability of showing a deep religious feeling and commitment to the things that we have been called to do. Amen? But we know that the Bible talks about there are a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing, but that's another conversation for another day. But what we need to concern ourselves with is how we stand and live before God. Why was this man chosen, Simeon, to receive the Lord's Christ? Well, for one thing, this is the character that we needed to see and understand about Simeon. How many of us can say that we have a character that's worth desiring, a character that is Christ-like, a character that shows the humility and shows the compassion and love that we should have toward one another? We all should have at some point in time character that resembles the love of Christ. For in that same character, we can see the love of Christ that will come from our conversation, come from our actions, come from all the things that what can be the example that people need to see, which is the light that is within us. So Simeon, being of an older age, was waiting on the consolation of Israel. Now, what I like about this story is that when the Holy Spirit fell upon Simeon, Simeon was told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he see the Lord's Christ. How many of us have prayed unto the Lord concerning matters in our lives? Some of us have grown, we have grown faint and we have grown weary waiting on the Lord. Some of us has even given up on God, not wondering whether or not he would bring to pass the things that we have desired of the Lord. Waiting to see whether or not God will bring to pass the things that we are looking forward to accomplish in our lives through his will. But are we praying according to his will is a very important thing to note. But here we find a man who's up in age, Simeon, who has been waiting just like Israel over a period of time for what has been purposed and prophesied to them. So what am I saying to you as a believer, as one who is listening, as one who is hearing at this time? I want to encourage you and to allow you to understand and know what God has designed and purposed for your life. He will bring it to pass. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Simeon was totally unaware until the Holy Spirit fell upon him and told him that you will not die until you see the Lord's Christ. How many times have God has addressed these things in your life, has allowed you to see through his word by faith that he will bring those things to pass and give you the desires of your heart. But through oftentimes we are waiting on God to do things like yesterday, but yet God is waiting on you to just trust him. Trust him in every aspect of your life. He said he would lead and guide you, the Holy Spirit will, in all truth. But now we find that Israel had been waiting on the consolation, or let's say the comfort that they had been prophesied to for almost 400 years. But yet, this day, this hour, and this time, Simeon was told by the Holy Ghost, hey, I got something for you. I got a promise and a prophecy that's going to come to pass today before your eyes, that you will see the Lord Christ, the Messiah that would come and be an answer to everybody's prayer. I love how the scripture reads that Jesus was well within the law, even as an infant. Even after the 7 days of purification for Mary, on the eighth day, Jesus was brought to the temple to be circumcised. Everything that happened from his birth until He was crucified. He stayed well within the law. He fulfilled the law, even at the point of being an infant. And this is why I find this passage remarkable. So we can see not only God fulfilling his word through his son, Jesus Christ, as an infant until the time he laid down, nailed to the cross, and was resurrected. So what is the point of this story? Why should I read and understand at the, and look at this story, Simeon? You don't see it in Matthew. You don't see it in Mark. And you don't even see it in the book of John. But what you do see is a story of a man who made himself available. Why? To hear from the Lord, to receive from the Lord, and to only and also see the Lord. What am I saying to you as a believer? I want you to understand that when you're waiting on God, it is not wasted time. When you're waiting on God, you know that there is a time and a season for everything. Now, God might be trying your faith, right? He might be trying your faithfulness, not only in his word, but in your own confession. Sometimes you want to say that I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I hasten to his throne. But the very next moment and the very next day, we are challenged. Sometimes we lose our heart. We lose our mind. We lose our will. We go off into things that we basically have been trying to stay away from as far as a coarse language, terrible behavior, all the things that can add up to a life outside of the will of God. This man, Simeon, stayed well within the life that he was committed to, being a Jewish priest. Now, he could have died well before this hour, this time, and this moment, but God was allowing his man to see and us to see. It doesn't matter what time you see, but it's the time that God is trying to prepare us for, and that is to do his will and receive from him with the things that he has purposed and promised for our lives. This man, Simeon, was able to not only see the Lord Christ, but also be blessed by the presence of this of Jesus Christ. What I find interesting about this story is that when the Christ child was brought to the temple. Now, it could have been any child presented to be circumcised. But what I saw in this passage, that when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, after the Holy Spirit told him, Simeon, that you would see the child before you pass away. It's amazing how he was able to recognize the Lord's Christ. Now, how many times have God has brought you to a place where he's allowing you to see everything that he has perfected and designed for your life? Sometimes we can miss the mark. We can miss the moment. We can miss the hour that God is trying to speak to us because we've allowed other distractions and other things to take us off track and keep us looking to the right and to the left. But yet this man, when the Christ child came into the temple, was able to see and recognize and know that this was the Christ. This was the Christ that would what? Not only save his people, but be a light unto the Gentiles. So what am I saying by that? When you allow God to order your steps, he will allow you to see every place that you would place your feet. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you won't fear no evil, for God will be with you. His rod and his staff will comfort you. So we have to understand that when you find your place, when you find yourself in a place of indecision, when you find yourself in a place of want, when you find yourself in a place of just wondering what to do next, the Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. What is it about this story that we need to walk away from or walk away with, I should say? This man, who had no significant opportunity, no high reputation, no one really to brag about, yet God used this simple person, just like he can use anyone under the sound of my voice. He can use every opportunity, every moment, everything that we're going through for his glory, but to also see him and to know him as God in our lives. This man, Simeon, was available for God. Are you available for God? Waiting time is not wasted time. So many oftentimes we get lost in our own words. What I mean by that is we lose focus. We lose focus knowing that if we stray to the left or to the right, somehow we miss the moment, we miss the time. So what am I saying to those who are listening to me, and I pray that something had made sense to you? Because everything that I had prepared basically just wasn't what needed to be said. But what I'm asking you to do is understand and know that in reading in this story, reading about a man who at some point in time we find ourselves insignificant, not as important, a person who has no great status in whatever community that you may be in, how it be in the church community or any other social event or social gathering that you may be a part of. But you're not insignificant. This man, Simeon, was in the right place at the right time for God to reveal to this person what was important for the nation of Israel and also for the Gentiles. Christ came, what? To deliver those that have been lost, to bring not only peace, but to also salvation. I'm Simeon. You're Simeon. And the Holy Spirit has the opportunity, amen, to lead and guide us into all truth. The Bible says, "Hast thou not known and hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not and neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increases their strength." The Bible says, "Even the youth shall grow weary, and the faint, they shall utterly fall. But they that..."
They shall walk and not faint. So, Ty, whenever you get back on, just pick up where you left off. But what a beautiful passage. What a beautiful message. Waiting time is not wasted time. And I'll just praise God for that word and just for the message about Simeon. Let me just say this. And Kate, when he comes back, I'll just let him continue or wrap it up. However, I don't know where he's at. But Todd and I, we were talking about this message. We have a Tuesday morning Bible study. We were discussing this. And one of the things that impressed